Thursday, July 20th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. Traders have seen the new updated drought monitor map showing the drought creeping eastward from the western Corn Belt into central Illinois. They know a 6 to 10 day is for below normal precip and above normal temperatures. They know that there is no pattern change forecast. Hot temperatures cool slightly next week before coming back. I think that they know that much of the Iowa crop is now on the edge of serious condition deterioration if there is no rain very soon. Given the corn development near peak moisture consumption, it takes at least close to an inch to have a material impact, and anything less is like peeing on a fire. Some corn that did pollinate is reportedly tipping back shortly after it runs out of gas. Traders are aware of a lot of bullish fundamentals, yet the markets remain throttled by skepticism that crops will end as badly as they appear now. The trade is reportedly thinking the corn yield is near 165 bushel per acre and are reluctant to drop their yield estimate further until the potential crop disaster. The soybean crop is not made until next month. What is the scope of the potential disaster here? When talking to ISU climatologist Elwin Taylor, he alluded to the similarities to 1983 and 1988, which were both poor crops. The eastern Corn Belt has been cooler and had more rain, but everyone is telling me that their crops look terrible, worse than ours, due to the deluges last spring. Iowa had the best-looking corn crop, and then it stopped raining with a 100-degree forecast here and there in Iowa, taking a toll on them. The 1983 corn yield was 81 bushel per acre compared to 104 trend line. The 1988 yield was 85 bushel per acre compared to 112 trend line. Our last drought year was 2012 with 123 bushel yield compared to 156 trend line. The corn yield was 22% and 24% below trend line in 1983 and 1988. That would equate to a near 37 bushel per acre drop from the current 170.4 bushel per acre trend line yield. I'm not predicting that. I'm looking for some unforecast rain before it's too late. But that should define what the absolute worst-case scenario is, and it is a lot worse than 165 bushel per acre. I don't think that the market is that overpriced that the current yield being traded is realized. I think that it is a great time for end users to be buying cash corn, given the horrible basis and terrible time to sell old crop corn. The market is paying a huge carry to delay the sale. I still have a small percentage of last year's corn, and I have absolutely no interest in selling. It would take a lot more than a small rally to change that. There's no way to replace cash with paper due to the basis. Old crop corn inventory has now become a buffer to crop losses. Crop condition is deteriorating and there's nothing in the forecast that would help stabilize it. Rain is not forecast, yet I know from experience that does not mean it will not rain, but nothing changes until it does. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Crop condition ratings should show surprising deterioration Monday after a brutal, hot, dry weekend. The lighter marginal soils are not giving up, and the heavy stuff is soon going to be running on fumes in the tank. They're already chopping silage in South Dakota. As I said, we have had zero precip for the month, so crops are sucking subsoil moisture out to pollinate, timed as peak moisture usage. Right now, I am worried about the corn crop and happy that I am 70% soybeans, at least until it doesn't rain in August when the soybean crop is made. Soybeans will sit and wait for rain, and I don't see them as having permanent damage yet. There's nothing wrong with soybeans that a couple of good timely rains would not fix. Corn doesn't have that kind of buffer when the crop is being made now. I think corn and soybean crop condition is worse than when these markets made recent highs, so we will need to make new highs soon to validate fundamentals technically. Nothing is confirmed technically, as this rally could still be a B wave before another sell-off. That would be a better buying opportunity. Hedge your bets. This is a major test here in northwest Iowa of our subsoil moisture reserve's ability to sustain the crops in a hot, dry July during pollination. We historically lose a lot more crop from too wet than from too dry here. We would not expect to have to go through this period entirely on subsoil moisture. That is why the good land here brings the big bucks. Frankly, the crops here look remarkably well yet, considering the total absence of rain this month, but are closing in on the wall where they crash without some water soon. Grain markets respond to every new run from the weather models, but the bottom line is that the weather pattern needs to break down before the market will. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.